Croke Park tonight, tomorrow, Sunday and Monday. Yes, Coldplay, it's sold out. Their lead singer Chris Martin was on Grafton Street yesterday. There were lots of people there, including artists Burna Boy, Little Sims, Eliana and Tilly. Molly O'Connor spoke to fans gathered to catch a glimpse of the frontman ahead of tonight.
We saw them come out of the hotel, and then I climbed up actually on one of the signposts there, so I got a good bird's eye view of the whole concert. So yeah,
it's so exciting. I never thought I'd actually see them in person. It's mad.
Did you get tickets for the gig?
No, I didn't manage to, which is what makes it even better, to be honest, because I missed my chance.
We're so committed. We've school tomorrow. We're supposed to be in school tomorrow, but we came down to Grafton.
Sacrificing our leaving cert for you.
Yeah.
Did this maybe make up for not getting tickets for their gig?
It did.
Yeah,
it
definitely. Definitely. Are you going to any other gigs?
Yeah, I'm going to see them Monday night. Just there's such a hype around their concert, and it looks like it's a once in a lifetime. Anyone I know who's gone has said it's the best concert they've ever been to.
I'm going on Monday, so looking forward to it. Like, it's been a dream to see them since I was a kid, so happy days.
And as a busker, would you perform a lot of their music?
Yeah, a lot of the buskers play Coldplay on the street. They're very popular, you know.
They're just so inclusive.
And their concerts and everything.
Yeah. Like all the lights and everything they use, it's so cool. Yeah.
What is the hype with Coldplay? Why are so many people here?
I think they're just such a like diverse band. Like, you know, I think like their music, like, kind of, it's for all people, like even adults and even kids. So yeah, it's a class band.
I feel like we grew up with it a lot. I remember like playing it on CDs in the car when I was like 8 years old, like especially Paradise. I love that song, so I can't wait to hear it live. Even like anything they play here, I think I might go a bit bananas.
I just listened to it since I was a kid and I always liked them, and then like my mom listens to them. I feel like you can't go wrong with Coldplay, you know? There's nothing that you just can't go wrong with Coldplay.
As Molly O'Connor with fans on Grafton Street to hear Coldplay. Abby Coulibaly, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
You've got a big day ahead of you. You're opening for Coldplay tonight at Croke Park. How did that happen?
Oh, it's absolutely crazy. In January, my manager asked me, like, would I be open to supporting Coldplay? And I remember just laughing and saying, that's the silliest question I've ever been asked. And it wasn't confirmed at the time, but I'd say he regretted asking me, because every single day after that, I just hounded him and I was like, did you hear back? Did you hear back? So when it got confirmed, it was just, it still hasn't sunk in.
This will be your biggest concert, I presume, yes?
Yeah, the biggest stage I've ever stood on. So
have you been to Croke Park before?
I thought I was. That's the thing. I thought I was, but it was actually the Aviva.
Ah.
So yeah, this morning going there for sound check would actually be my first time in Croke Park, which is wild.
So, I mean, thanks for getting up early to talk to us this morning, but take me through the rest of your day. How's it going to plan out?
So I'm going to go for sound check at about 10-ish, and then that will take, I'd say, a couple of hours. Then we'll have lunch and probably just take videos and stuff like that. I don't know. I guess I'll just be hanging around there the whole day, because the first day is the longest. I actually don't know. I'm just going to be happy to be there, to be honest.
And you're doing all 4 days, is that right?
Yes, yeah, I am.
Are you a fan?
Honestly, I think it's so wild that it was given to me, because I grew up on Coldplay. I grew up on their early stuff, X and Y and Parachutes and Viva La Vida. And I think growing up on them as well, it just makes it so much better, because I think I'm excited to perform, but I'm probably almost more excited to see them perform, because I've always wanted to see them live. Like you've heard, everyone has as well. It's just one of those things that everyone wants to see Coldplay live, and I guess it's a dream.
How do you prepare to face, it's going to be almost 80,000 people there tonight?
Yeah, I guess because I'm first on, a lot of people will still be arriving, and for me, a lot of people won't know who I am, and it's a good chance to show them who I am and introduce myself. But I don't know. Yeah, it's just, it's exciting.
For anybody who has got tickets, for those lucky enough, I mean, these are sold out gigs. What time are you on stage? Because I've heard you before. You performed at the Late Late Show before. And for anybody who hasn't heard you, please Google you in advance or hear you on YouTube, because you're well worth hearing. So what time are you on stage at?
So I'm on at 6. I think it's 6:15, but I'm just telling everyone 6 because I want as many people to be there as possible.
Abby, good luck tonight. Enjoy the 4 days. You'll be great.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Abby Coulibaly, good morning. Thank you.